This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Toby.
With the warmer weather we've been having over the recent few weeks, there seems to be a lot more wasps and bees about, and I thought for this week's check-in we would talk about insect bites. Elizabeth, there is a difference between a bee and a wasp sting, isn't there?
Yes, Toby, the bee leaves the sting in the skin while the wasp retracts it. Now, the reaction on the skin from both, I'm sure most people will have had a sting. It's redness, swelling, usually lasts a couple of days, but of course there can be complications. I think it's important not to kill particularly bees, since they have such an important function with pollination. I remember as a young girl, my father cupping a queen bee in his hands, it flown into the house. He carefully walked out to the garden and released it back into its normal environment. I remember being very impressed with my father, but maybe not something you should try yourself at home.
Yes, what's the best way for treating a sting then?
Clearly, remove the sting if appropriate. Try and use tweezers or scrape it out. You don't want to push the venom further down. Just wash the area, soap and water, and apply maybe a cold flannel. Your pharmacist will be able to prescribe a cream, maybe an antihistamine cream. You've just got to be careful not to use that for too long. I'm sure you'll get the right advice. Also, hydrocortisone 1% is useful to take away inflammation. Again, must not be used for over 7 days. There are, of course, some people who have a more serious reaction. For example, cellulitis, where the area around the skin becomes inflamed and spreads. Now, depending where you are in the UK, your pharmacist may be able to prescribe an antibiotic. But just make sure you get the right advice.
Yeah, there are some people who do really experience a very severe reaction to a sting, aren't there?
Yes, a small proportion of people can experience anaphylaxis. Now, they would normally carry an adrenaline pen. This is a medical emergency, since the patient would experience breathing difficulties. And what's happening is the throat can swell up. It's important to telephone 999 right away and administer the adrenaline if you can. Clearly, all pharmacists who give, for example, vaccinations, we all have to go through that whole process of dealing with anaphylaxis, and we have to register again every couple of years to make sure that we're still adequately trained. So yes, it's very, very serious, but it can be managed, but it has to be managed very, very quickly.
Finally, Elizabeth, we do seem to be hearing a lot about tick bites at the moment. What can you tell me about them?
Yes, they aren't actually classified as an insect, Toby. They're actually called an arachnid. Now, when you're out and about in long grass, it is important to wear long sleeves and tuck your trousers into your socks. Now, check before you get home whether there are any ticks stuck to your clothes. Now, if you do get a bite, it's very important to remove the tick with a tick remover or, again, a card. What you don't want to do is to push the tick further into the skin. Now, some ticks carry Lyme disease, and there's a characteristic redness, bullseye redness, round the bite. And if that spreads or you start to develop flu-like symptoms, then you will need an antibiotic. Now, doxycycline is the antibiotic of choice, and normally it's for about a course of, say, 3 weeks. A slight complication if you're an outdoor person is it can make your skin more sensitive when exposed to the sun, which is unfortunate. Now, clearly, children need to be treated differently, and please check with your GP or specialist about that. And particularly, check children around about the head area and neck. You often find that there's maybe a bite there. So I think, basically, Toby, prevention is the key. Please don't get bitten.
I think that's always the case, isn't it? Prevention is better than the cure, I think. Oh, as always, some really helpful and useful information there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W is elizabethroddick.com. And I'm allowed to say congratulations to everybody, RNIB, Toby.
I think you can. Yes, yes, you can.
Fantastic to hear that you've won that award. I'm sure you're talking about it yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.